This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is presented by Gerritsen Building Supply. Republican candidate for Governor Stan Pulliam going to be in Roseburg tonight. He's the mayor of Sandy and joins us this morning. Stan, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me back.
So talk about your campaign right now. How have things been going for you?
You know, it's incredibly exciting. We've continued to travel around the state to different communities like mine and Sandy. You know, I mean, really, that's what the movement's about after the last year and a half of these closures and lockdowns that really kind of started us off standing up for our Main Street communities. We've taken our message, you know, to communities like Sandy across the state. And like you mentioned in the introduction, we're going to be there in Roseburg here tonight at 5:30 at Backside Brewing. And we look forward to kind of giving our little spiel, but probably more importantly, taking people's questions and hearing what's going on out there in Roseburg.
And as you go around the state, are you hearing a very common theme from folks in different areas?
You know, absolutely. We continue to hear that a one-size-fits-all policies coming out of Portland is just not the right approach to how to, you know, handle the day-to-day issues across the state. And, you know, people are just really sick and tired of Portland politicians forcing their values and their beliefs onto the rest of the state. And that really is our message, Kyle. As we travel around, I'm a mayor, so I've, you know, governed at the local level. My wife, Mackenzie, who's really a partner in all of this, has served on a local school board for a charter school that our girls, Lucy and Olivia, go to. And so we have firsthand experience of making these decisions at the local level and what that really means. And what it means is, you know, we don't face these issues as Republicans and Democrats. We face them as neighbors, you know, and our council, we have Republicans and Democrats. We've got parents, we've got grandparents, we've got all walks of life. But, you know, we chose to live in our communities for the most part for the same reasons. And we have the same hopes and dreams, which is to live in a great community, but maybe more importantly, to have our kids and our grandkids return here and have their same, you know, families and the same opportunities that we were afforded, you know, as people. And that's really what our message is. And that's what we continue to hear from other people that they want to see in their local and state government.
If people didn't hear our prior interview with you, tell folks a little bit about your background, some of the things you've done.
Yeah, so I'm the mayor of Sandy. I'm a two-term mayor out here. You know, I've worked in the legislature for a couple sessions back when I was a younger man and traveled around a bit and did some different political causes and campaigns. But, you know, went into the private sector, commercial insurance about 12 years ago. And I live in one of the fastest growing communities here in Sandy and in Oregon and Sandy, and it's my hometown. And I stood up and, you know, when we had infrastructure challenges, I really rolled up our sleeves and wanting to get involved. So I did that and faced some challenges. When we first got sworn in, we found out our police department was $1 billion in debt, and we backfilled our budget and filled that. We have more officers today than we did then. I like to say we were funding the police before it was cool, you know. And then the COVID lockdowns came, and, you know, we really stood up for our Main Street community. And, you know, I like to talk about, you know, I grew up with these people. And so when I talked to those business owners, these were people that I'd grown up with. These were classmates of mine. They became neighbors, or maybe their parents of kids that are on ball teams or go to school with mine and Mackenzie's little girl. So, you know, it's a very personal thing, and we've really just kind of had a light lit under us over the course of the last year and a half. I think, you know, we've stood at this cross section as young parents, dual working household of kids that have had the virtual and hybrid learning, and they return to schools with kind of all this discussion stuff, you know, around that. And as somebody who, you know, just really has to see these issues and how they affect our people that I've grown up with, you know, right here at the ground level. It's really started this movement, and we're trying to take this message across the state.
If you're ultimately elected governor, when you walk into Salem, what's the first thing you do?
Yeah, I think it has to be education. We have to address it. You know, we were ranked nearly last in every category in education, you know, before the shutdowns and COVID-19. Our kids are behind. Of course, you know, we're among the last to return to the classroom. And then the politicians lower the standards, you know, for these kids. And I'm not ready to lower standards for Oregon kids. You know, I have kids and I have nephews and nieces. And, you know, we want a bright future for them. And I think, you know, one thing that we've learned, you know, and kind of awoken parents across the state is they're ready to be empowered over the curriculum and the, you know, educational options of their kids. And you look at the election results here this last week in Virginia with Glenn Youngkin getting elected on really a parent empowerment, local decision-making platform. You know, I think that's important to implement here locally in Oregon. I think people are ready for it. And then, you know, you've got the riots and the mayhem, the unprecedented violence that we've had now in October, more murders per capita in Oregon than ever before in our state's history. You know, the crimes are crazy. In the 1970s, we had 30 state troopers per 100,000 people. That number today is 8. And then we wonder why we lead the way, you know, in all this crime. We have proposals. We want to triple the size of the state police. We need to reinforce our police and stand up for our local police departments and our county sheriffs. We need to get our National Guard onto the front lines. You know, this is not the Oregon that I grew up in. I grew up going to Saturday. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask you, coming out of the business community, what types of things do you think Salem should shift in its approach to dealing with business?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you think about what businesses had to deal with before even the shutdowns and the mandates. Everything from just an extremely climbing minimum wage to wage and hour requirements to everything else. You know, I really look at it kind of, you know, it's really where I agree with President Trump's philosophy, where he cut the regulatory state. I think we need to cut a lot of regulations to make it easier to do business here in Oregon. You know, I like to talk about my dad's a trucker. My mom and dad own a trucking company. And my dad, I'm kind of a nerd, so I drug him around going to political stuff growing up. But, you know, a couple of years ago, he said, come with me on Timber Unity. I'm taking my truck down. And when he parked in the parking lot there, we walked around and he pointed to the trucks. And he said, Stan, do you recognize any of the names on these trucks? And I said, no, I don't. And he said, that's because the big guys, they made their backroom deals before this thing. You know, this is really affecting us mom and pop, you know, local owner operators with 1, 2, 3 trucks, you know, just trying to make it. And these carbon fuel standards that come down, you know, the big guys, big corporate America, they can afford to outfit their fleets. But the local guy who's just trying to make it to retirement, that's devastating to that person. And, you know, that's really what this campaign's about, is we're going to have politicians getting into this race who are backed by some of the biggest corporations in this country. We have others through the big, you know, government employee unions are backing us. You know, we have well over 1,500 individual contributors across the state. You know, we've raised more money than any candidate, Republican or Democrat, until Nick Kristof got into the race last week with Angelina Jolie and Melinda Gates' money. But, you know, we're the candidate of the people of our local communities. We're raising it $5 to $1,000 at a time, and we're really excited to really take our message from the ground up.
Now, your event tonight's 5:30 to 7:30 at Backside Brewing on Northeast Odell in Roseburg. How's it going to be put together?
Yeah, the way it starts is, you know, I meet and greet people as they come through the door, and we obviously give people opportunities to sign up and get involved in the campaign. I speak for about 20 minutes, just kind of about a little bit about what we've talked about here today, my background, why we're in this race, some of our proposals, and then we open up for questions and also kind of hear about what's going on the ground out there. And then we keep the conversation going. We hope people have gone to our website, stanpulliam.org, and signed up for our email, and that they visit our social media channels and Mayor Stan for Oregon, and keep talking, get engaged in the campaign, and share our content. And then as the election gets closer, knocks on the doors and makes the phone calls, because we're going to need a real strong grassroots effort to take the state back.
And again, the event, 5:30 to 7:30 tonight at Backside Brewing on Northeast Odell in Roseburg. Stan Pulliam, running for governor. Stan, thanks for being on this morning.
Hey, thank you. You have a great one.
8:40 at the Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.